This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I was performing for Janelle, Janelle Maloney's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the dunk tank where I sit in the seat.
You sit on the tank, yeah.
And
yeah,
someone approaches and I say something honest to them.
The first, incendiary, but
yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes about them, also sometimes about
society
and war and stuff like the war.
Mm-hmm.
And
can we get out of that thing already?
Well,
or should we stay?
Well, this is what I'm saying is like, can we at least decide?
Yeah.
And if they start to get nervous and like have anxiety about it, then they will dunk me. And that's when I know that I've done a good job.
Yes, that you've made an impact.
And that's when I win. But at some point, I think by accident, somebody took like a patio umbrella and leaned it against the dunk button. So the seat is just down
permanently
all the
down
time.
And you can't get out.
Yeah. And the sides are very slippery. Mm-hmm. So,
and the water's boiling.
Yes. The water's very hot. Mm-hmm. Cause I don't like, you know, like this really cold water, but I'm also not expecting to sit in it for a really long time.
Yes, exactly.
And it's getting hotter and hotter because as the day goes on, mm-hmm. the sun is – the tank is kind of like a big magnifying glass, and so it's burning me. And I'm scrambling against the sides really
trying
hard,
to sort
and
of
I'm
getting fly up, but you're, of course,
more
soaked.
And more
yeah.
tired as I go. But then I realize I'm churning it. I'm churning this this water, which I've been in it for so long. It is kind of like a buttery, milky water now.
And some of the fish are starting to be uncomfortable as well, yes?
Yes, I'm stepping on a lot of the fish as I'm churning my way out. All of a sudden, it solidifies, and I scramble at the side too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I go.
You go shooting out.
Shooting over the top, into the cake.
Oh, no. Well, I'll have a slice.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet, linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. If you listen to the show, you know that we have been on a mission.
Yes.
A mission to get all of the characters.
The characters.
To collect all the characters.
They're like Pokemans to us, and we love these things. We want to be the
And we've been running around town, and we've been scooping them up.
And we have them fight each other, but it's fun.
I'm so happy that now we have three.
Yes.
We had Lauren Lapkus, I think before the show aired.
Yes. We've had her four times. And now we have two more.
Two more. And we've captured you, and it's Kate Berlant
and
John Early.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome. What do you guys, tell me about what the other characters are doing. What do you guys, like, still hang out and, like, do stuff together?
Well, they've picked us up, I think, for four more seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's just an issue
of getting.
Have you
written your
script? Just timing.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither.
But they just, because I think it was the first season was such a huge hit and it's such a dent on
so
the
they're
culture.
Gonna cross-board. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys just always laughing?
Yes.
I mean, are you just cracking up?
Oh my God.
These crazy characters, you know, to put you guys all together, I go like, that's explosive. And I'm surprised because when I watch the show, a lot of times the characters you're doing have a very straight face. But I know John's in there and Kate's in there. And you guys must be really laughing.
It is fun. We do. We can't help it. We do have to.
But I find that things are funniest when you commit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's serious.
When it's serious. And it, you know, so I know when we're doing comedy, we don't really crack each other up because we
don't laugh.
We don't
People think, oh, you two, you collaborate. You must be a ball of laughs all the time.
Yeah.
We're very serious about what we do, and we don't think it is funny.
We met at the Guthrie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, doing theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arlo Guthrie?
Huh?
The This Arlo Machine Guthrie? Kills Fascists?
Yeah.
Woody
Guthrie, you got a guitar?
Son.
Sorry.
So R.L. Guthrie,
yeah, you know, he's a big music guy.
Used to live on his block in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Truly.
And he was out in California. He was out here. And he'd play in the streets. This machine kills fascists, his guitar would say.
Wow. Yeah,
and then he'd stop. And when they were.
Because he could smash them with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
And he could break off the stalk of it and kind of, it could be a stabber.
And the string, and the guitar strings
and the string
would become a choking.
A garrote.
Machine.
Right. A garrote.
Yeah.
It's true.
So it's actually several machines that killed fascists, but he didn't want to overstate it, I think, so that the fascists didn't know exactly how he was coming at
them. Totally.
But that's where you guys met, was with R.L. Guthrie?
Yeah. No, we met. I was doing the Steppenwolf, mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah.
Laurie Metcalf.
And I was Malcolm
Tracy Letts. Tracy Letts.
Tracy. Oh, Bug.
Yeah, and Kate mm-hmm. was
sitting
babysitting.
In. Yeah, I was sitting in.
Mm-hmm. Superior Donuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool that you guys met, and I love what you're saying about committing and not necessarily cracking up. Because I think laughter a lot of times is a release, and it's a release of fear.
Uh-huh.
And I don't ever wanna be performing from a place of fear. I want to be performing from a place of strength. Do you guys know about that?
Yes.
You take this one, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I think that
being strong,
holding that tension. I know that's a place that where I work from is through that tension, and it is scary. Performing is a risk,
mm-hmm.
and go back to the characters. A shoot like that was draining.
Absolutely,
it was almost 3 days of shooting, and day one you're like, "Let's do this."
How many cameras? How many cameras?
Under five.
And you smash cutting.
We did. We did a lot of in-camera editing.
Yeah. So it was a lot of, everyone freeze!
Yeah.
Freeze the music!
And we had a boombox that we'd wheel around and kind of do source music. And it was a ragtag.
Is that diegetic or non-diegetic?
Honky-tonk set.
It was Dogma 95.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Smith.
I think that movie came out in 99.
Well, no, this I'm referring to the Lars von Trier...
Dogville. That movie came out in, I think, 2000.
And that movie follows those rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to know
Dog rules. Star was a band in 95.
Keanu. The small and wave.
That could be what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love those run-and-gun, guerrilla-type filmmaking shoots.
Totally.
To me, that's when, yes.
Let's just go in there and
let's
do it.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. You know,
and like CVS, let's just go into CVS and they don't
let's
care.
Let's literally go into a CVS and just literally just shoot the whole thing in the candy aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get hungry, you know, here's craft services.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's lifesavers and shit.
I love the immediacy of cinema.
Me too. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. It's better than live theater, really.
Yeah.
In terms of just immediacy.
Yeah.
This is such a nice way to start talking about the thing that we actually wanted to talk about that wasn't this.
Uh-huh.
Which is about communication. For the two of you. I know.
Wait a minute. That's really important.
And also, and like talking about communication is so funny because it's like talking is
we're communicating about communication.
So already it's like such a funny thing.
It's kind of an ouroboros, isn't
it? Yes, yes. But you guys, you do a lot of stage performances.
We do.
The two of you, very fast, very lots of back and forth.
Yeah.
The two of you feeding off each other in this very snappy way.
We can see as a part of a dynamic duo of our own that you're giving each other these sort of micro cues and sort of following them rapid fire in real time. And
that the audience can't see. Invisible to the audience.
But you guys can see as a duo yourself.
Yeah. As another duo, we recognize a sort of physical shorthand that you two have.
It's like looking in some kind of fucked up mirror, right?
It's like the duo in me sees the duo in you.
Yes.
And we wanted to explain to people kind of how that works, because I think a lot of time they're watching and they're wondering, like, oh, how did she know
to say
do that move then?
Hey, how
and
where John know she would, was like, going
to
do that?
John was going to be in that exact place catch her.
Oh, and sometimes people think it's rehearsed.
Yeah, I know.
But let's pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
Well, I would say mostly people assume that what we're doing is spontaneous, but it's actually very, very choreographed.
Very choreographed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I love this.
We don't write our stuff.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, wait. No.
No, the dialogue, the language is right. never
the language
prepared.
Itself. Yeah. Yes. We have a team of writers, young writers. Mm. And yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of source
But we
jokes.
Do a lot of rehearsals, and there's no spontaneity. It's just...
No.
How important is it to have a team of young writers? Speak on that for a moment, if you could.
I think it's so important because they are so in touch
with
in a
what,
way
yes.
that I just, you know, I had a dog. I fostered a dog. I was out of culture. I didn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
I
had been teaching. Yeah. And so it's you really the whole the Trump I didn't
yeah,
know that
no,
was
exactly,
happening.
Right. Yeah, no,
and
that
so
shocked me.
And PC
and these kids,
stuff.
Yes, exactly.
PC
yes.
culture. I mean, we're walking on a it's landmines.
Be careful, like even saying that. Honestly.
I know
they don't like that term. Yeah. They don't
no,
like that.
So,
they just want it to be called culture.
It's it's not media. It's eggshells.
Yeah,
you know. And so we were so the young writers. Mm. We bring them in.
They've really
and
kept
just
us
the
out
references
of trouble.
That they're able to pull out this friggin' DuckTales and Back to the Future and some of these
stuff
cool
like
hip comedic
we
references that.
That
I'm seeing emerge now
yeah.
that I have
no
frame of reference for.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like,
no.
I literally am like, okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
But it sounds pretty cool, some of this Back to the Future and
yes,
DuckTales.
No, that's
and some of these
singing
cool.
the like SpongeBob song and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
if you say so.
Yeah.
yeah.
They
yeah.
seem to like it. So.
We've
love
really
it.
Been recently, we've really been into kind of riffing on Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Oh my
no.
God.
And
yeah.
Like,
okay.
And Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah. Kind
like,
of having
yeah,
kind of back and forth banter.
Yoshi and like, what would Yoshi do if Mario were hadn't been there
right.
you know, or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the turtle shells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, because the different color. Yeah.
yeah
so
yeah.
it is a little bit like
we'll go,
society.
We'll go to a garage sale. Pick out some VHSs
and
say,
there.
Well, that's the show. And we'll just watch it and we'll go, this is the framework.
Yeah.
And it might be
yes.
a tutorial about how to build a table. And that's all we need.
And that's
go,
it. And
yeah.
just, and off to the races,
to
get
the
ready
races.
To laugh.
And that's
you know,
when the young
you
writers
guys
come in.
The audience laughs. You don't laugh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
No.
Can you talk a little bit about anytime there's a partnership? There's sort of a yin and a yang, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And there's different roles. For instance, I am naturally funny, have just funny in my bones, but
totally.
it's not repeatable. I don't know why I'm funny, how I'm doing it.
Right,
so it happens
magic.
Sporadically, not that often, and then not again for a long time. because
me,
I don't study it. Hayes knows all the rules.
It's math to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've always said.
I'm in school right now. Like every time I'm on the mic, I am going to school and I'm absorbing information and I'm turning it into math problems.
No charisma whatsoever,
no.
But a student of patterns.
Yes.
It's Roomba.
Yes.
Listening to other people, the inflections that other people are doing. And
doing those tunes.
I'm
converting
that.
It into numbers and stuff in my head
and
I
love
spit
watching
it back
that.
Out. Yep.
I love to watch stand-up specials with the sound off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just
oh my
seeing
God,
the
yes.
mouths move and just the kind of, aha! So, and just you can see the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It is dance. It's not, yeah.
It's a mathematical
it is math.
Dance.
It is
yeah.
math. So that's interesting. We also, I think, embody
that,
that yin and yang.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I have
formal
a BFA.
Training.
I have formal
yeah.
training.
Yeah.
And so there's
and
kind
of.
Where did you study?
NYU.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to every second city and took my courses there.
Okay.
In every city that there was a second city, you would find
cities?
Hayes.
Right.
Or?
Now I think there are
maybe four.
I would sort of wander around with sort of a second city kit where I could like sort of show up in a new city and like try and get it going.
Yeah.
With
oh,
like
wow.
it I would sort of I had this little like traveling sort of like a medicine cart, you
oh,
know.
Oh, like a snake oil sale.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, but this is for like real stuff that can actually help people, which is a second
comedy.
City school.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I sort of like push my little
button.
'Cause
it improves communication. I mean to bring it
yep.
all around is
yeah.
like you can use it for if at your corporation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not even about being funny.
Yeah. No.
It's about
no.
being
please.
It's about
present.
Being you.
Please don't yeah. try to make it about being funny. If
and
somebody
that's the
I see
moment
somebody
of failure.
Reach for the joke.
That's the moment of failure. If I see them reaching for the joke, you're out. Sit down.
Thank you.
Forget
Kate.
It. Sit down and just watch for the next whole scene.
And yeah. that's something that Kate taught me.
Yeah.
I would say really early on in
mm-hmm.
the partnership.
It's not about being funny.
It's not about being funny.
It's about being yeah. open and supine yeah. and ready to take in what the other person is.
And just for people who forget what supine means, okay, prone
to.
Prone, you're on the tummy zone. Yeah. Supine, soup's on.
Yeah,
supine.
Supine is often in a, it's a corpse pose in yoga where you're very open and
you're available.
Shavasana.
Shavasana.
Yeah, soup's on. And you remember that's face
flip
up
over.
So that the you don't want to spill the soup. You don't want to put it prone. You're in the belly zone.
Yeah.
What's prone? I don't.
Prone is the opposite of supine?
Prone is in the belly zone.
Oh, okay.
If you could,
okay.
Just as he's explaining it, just like a lot of times I know people are thinking of the next thing that they can say.
Okay. Okay. But, careful. But, you know,
but that, Sean did just explain it, and he said that prone is in the belly zone.
Supine. Soup's on.
Yeah.
And that should be enough times, I think, right?
Yeah, no, we got it.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. I'll say a few more times.
I got it.
But not right now. But yeah, it's not about being funny, which has been so fortunate for me because I'm not able to really recreate the funny moments that happen.
Sure, they do
happen, and we kind of edit out the rest of the stuff.
I've always said, I know John and I sometimes will go off stage after doing an hour, you know, killing, and we'll look at each other and we'll go, what just happened?
I know.
Because I was like,
there's no memory
where
of
we?
It.
No, no. It just, it leaves
and
my
everyone's
body.
Like, remember when you did that thing that was so
I
funny? You're
remember.
Like, I honestly
I
don't.
Wish I could.
Because we, I don't know if it's, you know, possession or I don't know what it is, but we don't know.
It feels like you're channeling something, right? Like you become sort of just a vessel
for Louis.
The story for Louis or for whoever.
But
specifically mainly Louis.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kay, where did you study?
Well,
she's not trained.
Mm. Okay. Well,
and that's similar to me.
Okay.
Oh, so you went to places, but it just didn't really take?
Well, I was rejected. I actually applied to Tisch, truly.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was rejected. I was waitlisted at Emerson.
Mm.
I delivered a gut-wrenching Laramie Project monologue.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where,
which
was like, it was a buck tech fence.
Mr. Shepherd?
No, I did. Who
Dylan Baker's
Ben Foster's character.
Ben Foster.
Who I actually played
so
in a high school
about,
production.
I talked about
it's so beautiful.
Matt Shepard. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, he
Not,
found him.
Okay, then I didn't do that.
Who'd you do?
I know what I'm thinking is Joshua Jackson's character.
Oh, who's
the bartender.
Like,
he's like, he came around here once in a while.
And he's shining a glass. I wish you could see.
I was Ben Foster.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love that you did a boy monologue.
Yeah, and I did the monologue, rejected from Tisch. I got a steady wait list. I was rejected from Marymount.
Manhattan.
Oh, that's great. Great theater program.
And their rejection letter, I remember it so clearly. It was so cruel. Truly. It wasn't just like, oh, we regret to inform you. Thank you for applying. It was like, you have not met our standards for excellence. And for that reason, we are unable to make room for you. Like, we require a certain amount of technical ability. It was like, so mean.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that initially your job is not to perform. It's to be told no and to keep getting up every day, putting one foot in front of the other.
Exactly.
We should talk about some of these Second City programs for you, Kate, because it's an amazing thing.
No barrier to entry.
Yeah.
No, because, well, the initial cost of doing these programs is like $500,000, but you – get the tools to teach other people. So they give you a big box of books and like the whole kit and you can go around now selling that to people and sort of this like multi-level marketing, I guess, is kind of how it works. And it's a way to get very rich.
Yeah.
With shakes, like
shakes and smoothies,
nutritional shakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have the Second City has
snack
like a line of those too.
What I did is I didn't study any comedy or any theater, but I went to Harvard with a bunch of my rich cronies.
My God.
And then they just basically hand me opportunities for the rest of my life.
See, that's amazing.
And it's this huge safety net.
Family.
And it doesn't matter what I do. And it's all fake. And I studied history, which just – it's so scary to watch how it's sort of repeating
itself. Yeah. Yes.
I wake up and I go, we've been here before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This isn't new. This
isn't new. And this is this war thing again. I kind of remember this war from before.
Yeah.
You know, from when I read about it in the book.
I think I've seen this one before.
Yeah.
In the movies.
Deja vu.
Mm-hmm. Deja not new.
Yeah.
But it hurts really nice. The finals clubs are so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
I love that. I love that Harvard approach to comedy. Well, I've always been envious
the
of
the Lampoon for me is where it is at.
I was the treasurer for the Lampoon. I held all the money and there was a lot.
And then we'd sort of
use it to have a celebrity come and like do mushrooms with us.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
And then we'd be like, this is, you know, our education or something. It would be like fucking whoever. Woody Harrelson would come and do mushrooms. We'd go like, now you're in the Lampoon.
That's so fun.
That was like what we did. Yeah, it ruled. And so I absorbed a little bit of comedic stuff that way, but I can't remember much of it.
Yeah.
Julius Sweeney.
Yeah.
Right? About time.
And God laughed.
Yeah.
Is that our
show? I did memorize that. I got it at Dutton's in Brentwood, which was a wonderful small bookstore that has since been leveled and replaced with a CVS. Truly. But I went there as a child.
They paved paradise.
I know, put up a CVS.
Yeah.
And yeah.
God, you guys are cool. I mean, this is.
I was really thinking the same thing about you guys.
Oh, no. I was just like, oh,
I feel like
man.
We're at dinner.
Is it just, yeah. Is it just me or is this vibe like.
Are
insane?
We at Jar? Yeah.
Do you guys want, like, just
are
like.
Are we at Jar? Let's get the freaking banana cream with the layer.
We haven't gotten it yet because we were doing
roll 30. Yeah. Roll 30.
Our first
we took a lot of business dinners at Jar right around the time.
Time of the accident. The whole 30.
Can I say? Yeah. Can I say? Wait for Dine LA to come around.
Excuse me?
Go back to Jar, but wait for Dine LA.
Oh, the fixed menu?
It doesn't take that long.
Oh.
And you can get all the best stuff. At Jar, it's not a huge, expansive menu where there's so many things that you're going to want to try necessarily.
Sure.
Yeah.
That prefix is going to do you right.
Tell me just a little
what you have. Oh, God. Well, there's like a salad thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's like a freaking pot roast or something. Oof,
I've never had the pot roast. I'm guilty of that. I go straight for the filet.
And I don't need beef. Yeah.
See, now you're using prone and like in a way that makes you think like, because.
It, which is not related to prone or whatever. Belly's on.
Yeah.
Belly down.
I guess you think the belly zone, you're associating the belly zone with like food stuff. So now you're thinking like this is a good time to use prone because we're talking about food.
Okay.
It's not that kind of belly zone.
Back to the filet. I do the green peppercorn sauce because it's dairy free.
Yes.
But now I am engaging in dairy. In different, as you can clearly
and
tell.
And we're very excited.
I was going to say that too. You're really giving
I'm
that up.
I'm emanating.
Off.
Well, this morning. I eat dairy.
When Kate came to pick me up, I said, are you back on dairy?
You're very lactic.
Yeah. Just, you can hear it in my throat, the way the nodules are. It's
such
covered.
A richer sound.
Bad.
To
it's
me,
also smooth,
though, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it does give it a new quality that sort of makes me feel like I'm gliding down a sort of well, speaking of the references they're doing, do you remember in friggin' Double Dare when they would slide down the friggin' booger nose and search for the flag?
I love that guy.
Oh yeah. And he's
where is he now?
He's OCD and he hosted a sloppy show. And isn't that
That's
an interesting fact we could bring up?
Yeah.
And do you guys remember that? Because my young writers have been sending me all kinds of Double Dare material, and I'm loving it.
Salute your shorts.
Please,
they were
going to
tell us about this.
Hey,
this week.
Dude.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Well, I was actually raised by TV.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was raised by
me too.
Do you guys? Well, I don't know if you. This is weird to like ask this, but do you like ever like go dance? Would you guys like to like go dancing after this? Because I'm just thinking, like, you guys are so cool. Like, we're, like, having such a good time.
Nothing structured. Yeah.
Dance.
Yeah, just, like, I know it's, like, the middle of the day, but, like.
We
just,
do
like,
go dancing, and I actually, I know of those kinds of cool parties. Mm-hmm. Truly, we went down, we danced this weekend.
Yes, we did.
We left one dance party, and we
went
left
to
it.
Another.
I'm not kidding. It was 2:30 a.m. and I said, "I'm not going home.
Time to go to the dentist."
And we went to a dance party that was in the arts district.
Hang on, because
did you hear about it? Seth?
So this is what he does, where he memorizes these books.
Yeah. Of like
so
funny stuff.
It comes
and
up for you.
Yeah, snappy answers to stupid questions
I
and
also,
things like that.
I don't decide to joke. I just. It just comes out.
And if you ask Hayes sort of a silly question, he'll have a very funny answer a lot of the time. You know,
a snappy answer.
That's a little bit sarcastic.
I have three of them.
And so Hayes, oh boy, are those your muscles?
No, they're they're like
my pet turtles or something.
No, it's like, no, somebody's building a sandcastle on my arms. And so, like okay, you know, like, yeah. Hey, okay.
Even snappier than that like, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, it's because Kevin's here. Yeah, it's like, normally
Kevin.
I would
No,
be.
Kevin came in the middle of, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I get it.
And people don't know. People are listening and thinking I just couldn't come up with like a good
thing.
They're
also
but actually, I have someone that just walked into the room while I was talking.
So. And so much of what you do is physical. And so
yes,
I don't think they
you.
Can.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I've always said I have a great face for radio, right? Because mm-hmm. I am physical.
This is Kevin. Have a seat, Kevin.
Kevin, you can get back.
Hey,
in.
Kevin.
To take it back to dance parties for a minute, we do want to go dancing, but nothing structured like a dance party.
No,
to me,
no,
rather,
it's not like a dance party, but mm-hmm. we just like go.
We want to go dance, but we want to find a place that people wouldn't expect us to dance.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sort of like an improv everywhere.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes. These videos where people are dancing in spaces. Where you
at the frigging laundry mat?
Yes.
And what I'm thinking
in a park.
Is, do we take it to a frigging funeral or something?
Yeah, right.
And go, hey, let's not make it sad. Let's celebrate this person's life.
Absolutely. I have always said to Kate, because she's going to have, you know, a huge involvement.
She's here estate.
We are literally
each other's beneficiaries.
If we're our commercial agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who we no longer work with.
Was it Laura C. who had
I did a Metro PCS audition about 6 years ago.
Ah.
That was it.
Okay. And what? Where were you repped?
And here's what's crazy. I was called back.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And
wow.
I was
where
like,
were you repped?
I'm like, I got used to this. And then they said no.
And where were you repped?
TR2.
Okay. And what do you get your commercial agent for the holidays? And John's making
like an olive oil. I do
it's
a thing.
Shape.
Yeah, it looks like a jar of something.
Yeah. I do a thing where it's balsamic and olive oil in one. So you can.
So the bottle.
Yeah, so the bottle's in the middle, and that's the olive oil, and the balsamic's around it. So you can make a quick vinaigrette in a pinch. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
So you don't
on the
have to carry both bottles around. Mm-hmm. You can just have the one and give it a little shaky.
And each
shaky.
Year there's a different infusion. And
yeah,
this year
we
it's,
do chilies.
Yeah.
This year it's chili. It's Hatch chilies.
You've been saying Hatch chilies so much.
Sometimes
lately.
I get a word and it just stays for about 30 days and then it cycles out.
Wait, but what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, dancing.
Dancing.
Guy dancing.
Yeah, no funerals. And oh, like, I've always said to Kate that when I
take
die.
Take me first.
Mm-hmm.
First of all.
A, take me first. Well, mm-hmm. if I'm the first to go.
Isn't that crazy? You might be. What will I do?
I honestly don't know.
Me and Hayes don't
I've thought
about
have you ever
this.
Thought about the tweet
you
that you would
be
send?
The first.
Have you ever thought
of course,
about the tweet?
The Facebook post?
I've thought about if I died, your tweet.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be?
Please RT. And then at Kate Bryant.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would
because that's when you truly die is the last RT.
You might not have to tweet because you guys are known as being so close that a lot of people might make it about you.
People will come
without
to
you needing
let
to
them
pull
come
it
to
in.
You.
Yeah.
And that might be
I've
the
always
move.
Wondered
we're lucky for that. I guess.
How your death would affect my career.
Well, I'm telling you now, it would not be good.
No, because they'd look at me and they go, where'd he go? They'd look at me and
they would
see
only
the
see
absence
an absence.
Of
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so superstitious that I almost feel that by talking about this, I'm willing the death.
Well, I do actually think I will actually be able to handle it better.
My death.
Yes. Meaning I'm not well, but just better. So I just feel like you should be the first to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But anyway, back to what I was
And you seem so strong right now in saying
Why
that.
Do you
like
think
so
that?
Sturdy.
Yeah.
That I do tend to believe John's saying.
Yeah.
Do you think just because I'm a woman that it would be harder for me, or what is that?
No, I think you're inherently, not because you're a woman, I just think because
Do you think because she's a woman it would be easier for you? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's some truth in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some truth in that.
The hag is, the old bitch is
gone. Yeah. Get her out.
Biznatch, yeah.
I will say, Sean and I have had to deal with this a lot. Because we had this period where we were sort of trading an infection back and forth, a very bad infection.
Was it on the mics?
Yeah, we just like to spend a lot of time together. We share a lot of food.
It's like
running through me for a while, and I almost die of it, and then it like
and then
sort
he's
of
finally
I,
better, and
I
then
zap
then
it into Sean.
Yeah,
this very
sick.
Bad infection, and the way what I think we figured out is that. You would be more sad, but for a shorter time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I bounce back pretty quick.
And I would just like carry it with me, but for a really long time.
Yeah, he'd be a little sad for years.
Yeah, for a really long
time. I'd be so sad for about 45 minutes. moments.
Yes. Yeah. But so sad. But
crying.
Crying.
Literally almost crying.
The same, the same amount of sadness.
And we have to think about, you know, we're a little older than you guys. Yeah. So we have to think about this stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's clear. I'm just, you know, when you
get it out.
Okay.
Love this. I love this kind of
thing. When someone leaves your life.
Oh, no.
This is so big that we have this on our show.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's so good that we have a big moment like this because we can't do this.
When someone leaves your life, you have room.
Sam, are you getting this shit?
Dude, it's like a special. Yeah. You know, Earwolf sometimes does those like clips.
Yes.
And they'll go on the real Twitter. Earwolf account.
Yeah. On the actual Earwolf account. On some
a clip
bullshit,
from our show?
Yeah. You know, like once every 6 months, they put up a clip of our show?
Yeah.
When someone leaves your life.
Sam.
Split Tider This Week in Podcast. Do you have the guy that does that?
Yeah,
maybe. Might be good to tip them off.
Does Rebecca not do Podmas anymore? Because we haven't been in that.
We haven't been in Podmas in a little while. But it might be good to, if there's like a press release.
It was
thing,
only Rebecca.
Just because this kind of thing. People will really
does
want
comedy,
to talk about.
Does Comedy Bang Bang still have the use of a publicist? You know what I mean?
Can they, from the 500th, or after the 500th episode, did they kind of say, okay, we're not going to be needing this for a little while?
You know what I mean?
And it dried up. I'm sorry. It dried up. Yeah, I was like,
we'll get it.
I really was. You saw.
I saw the
I was welling up.
I could prompt it a little bit when someone leaves your life.
When someone leaves your life.
Yeah.
Oh, you just make room for maybe a better collaborator.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, this, yes, this is like you made it weird. Oh, God. Yeah. We missed a real you made it weird opportunity.
You made it
John
weird.
John made
have you guys
weird.
Done that?
Weird. Oh,
have y'all done You Made It Weird?
Both of us have.
Yeah. We've done individuals, and I've done about, three live shows.
What do you think God is? Like a fucking apple or something? What's religion?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. And
I trip out on that.
I've listened to every single episode trying to find out what it is, and I still don't know. And I think that's a testament to bait.
Mm-hmm. Can I hear the way you did
No easy answers on You Made It Weird.
Can I hear the way you did the, like, are we recording right now or have we already started? Can I just hear how you handled that moment?
Well, it was, again, kind of one of those things where I don't remember.
Mm. Okay.
Because
we're so, live, baby. So we're rolling.
Yeah. We just go. I didn't do that. Into the mic enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying you wanted something special for when you die, I think.
This was how I'd process your death.
Oh, yes, mine. Thank you, guys. God,
I thought you were going to say you want one of those, like, fun, like, dancey funerals.
Well, no,
you know,
that's
the, like,
what I'm saying.
Good food.
Yeah.
Good food.
One of these funerals where it's, ooh, I'm a rebel, just a kickster. I'm a kicker, this is not 1966, man.
Down the street.
Yeah. Totally. Woo. I always say to Casey, when I die, this might not make sense to you now, but I want it to be a celebration.
Yeah.
Make it a
that's
party.
You.
Cause make it a party. Yeah. Just good food, music.
Mm-hmm. I want one of these.
Cause that's the sum of your life. Go ahead.
I want one of these. He opens the book. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Yeah.
Woo, I'm a rebel, just a kicks man.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, when you will have to give some sort of speech, don't be afraid to be dirty.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can go blue.
No, I definitely want them to talk
about
my genitals.
We'll all have my girls
stuff.
With me, my son, and my husband.
Well, you don't know that.
And
but
we'll kind of be like, Uncle John would have wanted, you know, and they'll be so upset because our Uncle John's gone.
Yeah.
How will you explain that to your kid? Do you think about that when John dies, how you will explain that to your son?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I just hope they're in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have the structure
what is
of that
the time
schedule.
Of that? That would mean
and they get an A in all their classes if their uncle dies.
Yeah, I hope they get straight A's.
That's like an urban legend, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get free rooming.
Well, I think we
you
should
get
have
to
kids
switch
at the
roommates,
same time.
I think.
We are going to have kids at the same time.
So we can do our college tour together.
Together.
With the kids.
Yeah.
With the girls.
Uh-huh.
Just because we can then save on travel.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Hampshire College. Have you thought about that?
You know, I was rejected from Hampshire. I applied to like 42 schools.
I applied, and
by the way,
did not get into anywhere except NYU.
That's crazy.
I didn't get in.
I applied to so many schools. I was so late with the applications that I had to make my parents drive me to the post office at midnight to have me postmarked by that date. My mom just straight up wrote one of my essays. There was like this one school that I did not want to go to, and they were like, write a personal account of a day in your life. And I was like, I'm not applying to Bucknell or whatever. And so she was like, she would be mortified. I'd be disowned if she knew I was revealing this.
If what? Oh, no. It's
fine. She wrote my day in the life, and I was like, that sucks.
Does your mom listen to Hollywood Handbook?
She might, actually. Uh-oh. Yeah. She does. She just started subscribing to Deadline emails. Wow. So she'll be like, CSI Miami just upgraded Lauren Jamison from, you know, she knows everything. That's so
funny. The Mick got a back order.
I haven't told you this. My mom sent me a Splitsider like review of Search Party in which they referred to us as comedy duo.
Send it to me too.
No way. Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's like, and in the subject line, I was like, they refer to you as a comedy duo. And then just put the link to the article.
That's nice. Yeah. That's so really sweet. Nice. Whoa. Nice way to
Our
be thought of.
Our parents are so supportive.
They're so supportive.
I got waitlisted at Second City originally. Like and then I got a little wasted once I showed up there.
You we have did to apply.
Have a lot of fun.
At Second City for him, it took
there
a
is a common application for all the different Second Cities. So if you want to go to the one in Denver or something, you can just apply to that one and the one in like Seattle and Minneapolis.
I wanted to go to Chi-Town.
I just went to Harvard because my dad's a professor.
You got
Boston
into Harvard a bunch of times, right? The same year.
I just kept getting
legacy.
In. Legacy, and it was just really easy and stupid.
They let in any.
It was a joke to me.
If your dad's a professor in the same city, they let you in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were like, he's a professor, and they went, where? And I was like, in Boston. And they went, that's basically here.
Boston?
Yeah. And that,
they probably thought
it was. Professor's College.
Fenway Park. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The weather.
Yeah. That crisp apple.
Yeah. We'll wait 5 minutes and then see about the weather.
Yeah, we'll see if it rains.
But then wait five more.
Yeah.
Because it's coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one you liked. You know? So
it switches back and forth. People don't say that. Wait 10 minutes and it'll be the same as it is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at night it's totally different. It's so dark.
It's so dark.
It gets it's really insane. Dark.
It's nuts.
And then also deep dish stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah.
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 I actually.
Because I wasn't going to. I was nervous too.
No, let's Because
as we said, we're
there.
Walking on eggshells a little bit lately with
we're dealing with this.
Pizza or tacos go?
Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay. How much time do
too
I have?
Too late.
Oh, damn it.
You don't get either.
Oh, no.
What I like to do is fold my pizza in half, make it a big taco. Yow.
Like a this redneck type, but we can't even.
We were hoping to get here.
We've really,
and he became in front of my eyes this whole other, this like pizza taco character.
This is how long it takes to warm up, though. Uh-huh. I really do find that because I'm so stiff. Up
and this is what's so great about the way Pete does it, honestly, is like you're warming up.
And by and hour then, three is
And
when
now
you're
it's recording. You're like, are we actually recording?
Suddenly you're cracked wide open and extremely raw.
Yeah.
And you just get into, hey, okay, you want to trip out on this? What if God was freaking, like a horse or something? And then he goes like, I don't know, you know? Yeah. We can't say what it is. We don't know.
Yeah.
God, he was raised religious, Pete.
Well, John was raised religious.
I was also raised religious.
Whoa. And you
had that's a little bit.
Was also gay, but I was also gay.
Right.
Which added such a
such
layer.
Attention.
But is that kind of a hat on
he's basically
a,
the opposite
It's
of that.
Sort of a hat on a hat
John,
with
when
the pizza,
did you know?
Right?
When did you know?
Well, in a way, I always knew.
Totally.
Okay, Taco Pizza Guy answered that. And it was so cool to see him come back.
And just hear a little of his backstory.
Well, it's mutable. He can be, Taco Pizza can be serious.
Yeah.
And that's what we're, I think, exploring.
Because when did I know I was straight? Mm-hmm. Right. So why do we make gay people do that? Because when did I know?
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I knew when I was like a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you were.
Yeah. That I was
straight.
That I was
Hayes
straight.
Hayes told me when I was little.
I was a very horny baby.
Hayes literally came over and just told me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because he's a little bit older than me, just by like a week or so.
Yeah.
And he came over and whispered and he was like, hey, man.
I think I knew when I was jerking off to gay porn.
Yeah, probably.
That's when I knew.
That's a big clue.
That's a huge moment.
That's a big clue.
You're just kind of like, oh my God, like, is this.
What
like,
am I doing?
Yeah.
Get this away from me.
But wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was jerking off and it was men having sex and that's when I knew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
Went, wait a minute. Yeah.
Totally cool.
That is when the same moment for me is when I knew I was straight. I was a little kid. And I was drinking out to gay porn. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't like it. I don't know if this is for me, you know? Yeah. I'm sort of going through the motions.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Like, it wasn't.
Kate, when did you know you were half Jewish?
Ah.
God, probably going to Hebrew school and going, about half the time that your friends were. Yeah, and everyone else was nose deep in the Torah, loving it. And I was hovering on the outskirts.
Yeah, you were just sort of a little bit into the Torah.
And I thought, what about Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the pilot of Crashing and saw Pete having straight sex.
Yeah.
I remember thinking,
I'm gay.
I could do that. Hey, wait a minute. If this guy could do it, I could pull this off.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's probably when I knew for sure. Hayes whispered to me early on. Yeah. And I sort of just went with the flow.
Yeah.
And then when I started to watch that pilot, I went, you know what? I think I got this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's turn this mother out, you know? Yeah.
That's amazing. Have you...
Huh?
Have you had sex since then?
I'm so close with this one chick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She in the scene?
It depends which scene you mean.
She's a tennis player.
She's a tennis player. Steffi Graf.
Oh, whoa.
Steffi Graf, yeah.
Wow.
Won almost the most Wimbledons. She's a little down in the dumps because, you know, she kind of just had one of her records broken.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And so she's sort of looking for something to make her feel better.
Well, as long as she's not in the business, because dating in the business.
Oh, my God. Like, can we talk
danger
about
this? Zone. Yeah. Folks, danger zone.
Don't enter the danger zone.
Please. Don't. Yeah. No badness
poison.
In the danger
don't,
zone.
Don't drink it. Poison. It's a skull.
Yeah.
Because you know.
Yeah.
You're going to end up at some party.
Uh-oh. Or even worse, on set.
I remember looking over my shoulder, seeing a gaffer. I had to have him fired.
Oh, no.
I said, I can't.
Because you had been... What?
We've... Yeah. And so I couldn't perform. I had close to four lines.
In the middle of a smash cut. To turn and realize.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, the camera went to me. I went, arf? I was so confused. It was so fun.
And was this in-camera editing or was this something that was going to be
this
done
was actually
later
in post?
Okay,
this,
okay.
They had the money for post.
Okay.
Whoa, do you guys want to talk about being in post? Picking takes?
Why not?
I can't stand post.
Whereas
I love it.
John
Lutt. Okay.
I call him Edit Bay, B-A-E. Because he loves it in there. And I'm going, when's lunch? I gained 6 pounds. I go, when's lunch? Where's my snack time?
But see, that goes back to our balance, our yin and yang, which is that, you know, I like to control things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whereas Kate's
John
kind
Avid
of
early.
A feral cat. Yeah.
And then you leave for lunch and we come back and it's single on John, cut to wide.
Yeah.
Single on John, now we're the master.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Close on John.
Where's Kate?
Wait,
Yeah. But when they go, oh, sorry, martini shot, back to me on set.
Martini's up.
Before we know it, we're going to be in post. You could snap a finger. Post is that close.
I know, I know.
And Kevin's just been here the whole time.
Hasn't taken any photos, just been chilling.
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. I've taken a couple pics. Thanks for having me.
Got any good ones to me?
I was going to take yours during the ad break because you normally look right at the camera.
Yeah, there isn't time to get them now.
I didn't even know it was being photographed. I was
me
so
neither.
Absorbed
I know.
In it.
Oh, normally well,
those are the best photos.
Yeah,
though.
When you were just the candids.
That's what Kevin says when people aren't paying attention.
I try to give it straight to Cam. Yeah, Kevin
And I will say, like, this guy, he comes in here and just takes pictures of people. Every show.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What an archive.
Oh, well, I can't imagine.
You know,
not to bring
it back to myself, but I've been thinking about starting a podcast.
She has.
I've been thinking that that would be
go on podcast.
Really something fun that you would do.
To this man. Yes, he's one of the best junior producer types.
I'm
kind of
trying
to
start a bidding war.
Yeah, oh, that's hard.
So place your bets now.
Between Earwolf and Hand.
And who knows?
Feral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many.
Have we investigated that?
Well, I don't. Here's the thing: I'm so new with the podcast scene. I come in as a guest,
right?
But I'm now going to just talk about how I want a podcast on these podcasts.
That's a good way to get buzz going
and get that buzz going because I'm serious about this.
Well, because you know who's listening to these podcasts that you're guesting on?
Other podcasters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Podcast fans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who's listening.
At Kate Berlant.
And junior producers. Kevin listens to all kinds of podcasts like this.
All over the place.
Mm. Well.
What's your podcast going to be about? Or do you not know?
It's coming together.
Sure.
But you know it's going to be something special.
Oh, it's going to be good. Because when Kate gets in front of a mic.
Yeah. When I put my pen to paper.
Maybe some of the characters could be showing up.
Yeah, that could happen.
Oh, no. And you're interviewing the characters?
Could be. Wasn't it a mistake for Lauren Lapkus? Her character from Crashing was not in her character's episode on Netflix.
We talked to her about that.
That was bananas. She's a close friend. But people,
such a miss. Huge miss.
And I think it's like, oh, you don't want to give people like what they're expecting, I guess. You want to surprise them a little bit and not do Pete's ex-wife.
No. That pissed me off. As a guy who has been rooting for her from day one and has invested a lot of sweat equity in just watching her stuff, sort of talking up, this is the next thing, to tune into that pilot, realize I was straight early on, but also realize that she's not really doing one of the characters. I was fucking pissed.
Or vice versa. So none of the characters are in Crashing.
Right.
No,
right.
And Pete's ex-wife is not in the characters.
No, I know. Oh, yeah. No, I was pissed. No, I mean, I was livid.
I remember,
I don't like to feel that way.
Yeah.
When we were developing that, I remember.
When we were at the cellar, at the table.
Yes. Mm.
And I remember.
Oh, wow, at this table.
We had both been passed.
And we were all joking around, tearing each other down.
As you do.
Getting really, and I have tough skin.
She does, but
I really can deal it out. Although some things are off limits,
yeah,
like my appearance and my family. I'll go there with you, and I'll have fun, and I'll get the back and forth going.
I'm similar. Don't talk about my work.
Yeah,
like, don't make fun of my work.
Yeah.
You know, that's sort of got to be a safe space for me to experiment.
I think it's more like, what kind of almond did you order? Jesus. You know,
food stuff is great.
I love that.
No. Yes. Because at a restaurant, it's like, there's plenty to do.
That would kill me. I wouldn't be able to order for like another month. I'd be like, oh, I'll have what she's having.
Oh, my
because
God.
I'm so scared to get out of the limb.
That's funny, too.
What?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
I won't order a Denver omelet anymore.
He will not get a Denver omelet. No.
Ask him this when you see him.
Yes. Oh, man.
But yeah, no, eating with
other comics. Do you have Hilton with other comics. Points from traveling so much for work?
No.
I do Doubletree.
Well, I'm La Quinta.
Yeah.
So I haven't done.
The Hyatt loves me. But anyway, from touring.
Yeah. So somebody orders the whole stuffed flounder. What do you say? Just give us a little, you know, for the fans, treat.
Yeah,
get in. So I just
thought you said no wives were invited.
No. And that would be me.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that on the chin. My mouth open. Just, And my comeback's like, more water, you know, like, because I can't, I have nothing.
Yeah,
now.
Of course.
Yeah, no, yeah. I love that. That's a high. Yeah.
But that's another glimpse into the table. I love the no wives rule at the table.
Leave them out.
Yeah.
Leave them out.
They can be around, but they should be on the sidewalk.
They're at the wives table.
Or they should be in
the at the wives
table.
Yeah.
Don't bring it down here.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not at work.
They're not going to like it, honestly. They're not going to like seeing that side of me.
They can't handle that.
But it is work. You know what I mean? That part of the debriefing.
That's what I tell my wife.
That's when
It is playtime. And when I'm in there and it's me and it's Tom Herrera and it's Jim Norton and it's Kate Berlant and it's Hayes and it's John as well.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're all sort of ordering and we're saying that only women eat what we order.
Yeah,
Sherrod Small's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ben Bailey.
Yeah. Finesse and everybody.
The
you know,
whole
everyone's
team.
There.
Yeah.
Then I start to go, oh, this is why I started this whole crazy
thing. Absolutely. Because they know you like
the
no
one
else.
Because
they've been there for the early bits.
Yeah.
Exactly. They've seen you grow.
John knows. I can say summer of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
My closer that I did for the better part of 6 months.
Yeah.
Killed. And then crickets.
There was a turn.
Yeah.
There was a turn.
Yeah.
And he knows the bit I'm talking about. But yeah, that kind of encyclopedic knowledge of my work is what I really
and I don't know.
Friend.
Yeah. I don't know if the world changes or if we don't find it funny anymore. But sometimes it's time to hang it up.
Yeah. Sometimes I hang it because They love it. The crowd loves it. I don't love it anymore.
Well, so here's the best way to hang something up. Put it in a special.
I was going
to
say, or do it on late night, or do it on a set.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do that. I'll rotate and I'll do it. I've got a killer 6 minutes and I'm done with it. And I'll go on one of the late night shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send it off.
Yeah.
Send it off in style.
Every late night show, put it like up as a pay what you want model.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's... Yeah,
Patreon. Like however you want.
Yeah, do it as a Patreon.
It's a Patreon. Watch it as many times as you want. Yeah. Pay every time.
Chelsea and Lately round table.
Print a bunch of DVDs, mail them out, and then it's out of your system.
Every 14 months, I break out my notebook and I say, I need to have a new icebreaker. I need to have a new closer.
Yeah.
I need to have a new bit about whether or not people like the DJ at a given party.
Yeah.
You know, because that's going to come up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I say I need to have a new order, or Kate's gonna freaking roast me on a spit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
You know?
When I know your act as well as my own, maybe it's time to retire the Cheeto closer.
Uh oh.
Louis does a whole new hour every year, and then he burns it.
But no, you guys. Here's when I knew.
Excited to see what he's gonna do next year.
Here's when I knew he was daddy.
Yeah.
Was when I heard. I read this twice. He has his closer.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you know what? I'm going to open with my closer. Flips the script. Competition with yourself. And that's what he is for me.
And people listening are like, well, they're both jokes. So, like, who fucking cares? And it's like, you do not understand.
You don't know.
It's completely different. An opener and a closer.
Why would I be explaining this to you if it wasn't important? I always say.
Yeah.
You know, I go, if I'm explaining how I build my act,
listen up.
Then, maybe it's super important which order I do the jokes in to you. And maybe think about that while you're watching me do it and don't just listen to the jokes.
The jokes.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm doing a new act. I mean, that pisses me off.
Oh, God,
and I hate
to
get worked up again.
Yeah.
But it is honestly cool that Louis's daddy.
Dada.
I mean, we got to be pretty close to having to wrap it up.
Yeah, what's happening?
You
guys, do you guys want to like?
I'm having so much
I've got
fun.
Your agent calling me.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is so funny. No, I've got your agent.
Is that who's that?
Oh, boy.
An RTD.
And I've got a Google alert for the characters, and I'm not kidding.
It's Don Buchwald's on the phone.
That must be a tough, like a lot of stuff must be coming in for the phrase, the characters. Maybe not all of it. Maybe 80% of it is about the show, the characters, but it must be some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Yeah, it's not related to Netflix.
Well, okay. Okay.
What is it? Anything else?
Let's just say it's late night. We've got a lot of stuff. We've got red carpets to figure out looks to do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Do we want to push anything that's coming up?
I would say, you know, people a lot of times they haven't watched our
Vimeo series.
Our Vimeo series 555 nominated for Gotham Award for Best Original Web Series.
Short form. We're going on Monday to the Gotham Awards in New York City.
Oh my God!
So pray
Are we a little scared? Yeah. Well, that's what I was gonna say. That the Joker might show up because for these like gala events, black tie stuff, this is the kind of thing.
Yes, that's the perfect place for him to
introduce
emerge.
Chaos.
Yes.
Yeah. Or
embrace chaos for its own sake. Yeah. Well, that would be one thing, but the Joker. Loves to find people who are taking themselves pretty seriously,
and putting on
the fancy wear.
Yeah.
And
what I will
say,
going to this party, don't necessarily breathe in the green gas. When the green gas is coming out, maybe try to go to another room or something, because often that green gas is Joker toxin.
It's knockout gas. A lot of times it's knockout gas, or it'll make you laugh so hard you don't know where you are. And the Joker can change your clothes or do anything else.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But, just keep on the lookout for the next stuff.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.